get ready. And we're back. If you're listening last week, that was Peter's contribution from Mushi, which was wonderful. Yeah, welcome to Out of the Woods, 3 hours of acoustic music. Now down to 2 hours of acoustic music, mostly acoustic music. We do have a healthy dose this week because we are going to play a bunch of bluegrass for you, which we've been neglecting lately. And of course, if you know anything at all, bluegrass is purely acoustic and consists of 5 instruments. Of course, the banjo, the 5-string banjo, the mandolin, the upright acoustic bass, the dreadnought guitar, preferably the Martin D28, and of course the fiddle. Occasionally the dobro sneaks in there, but yeah. All right, we're going to play some stuff for you, and I was trying to think of a theme that was a real loose sort of theme that would enable me to dig in and find some things I haven't played in a while, which is always a good thing. Themes kind of bring out those things that are buried and waiting to be rediscovered. I did this promo for the show, and all of the various outlets, probably not all of them, but some of them have a version of this promo for Out of the Woods, which makes Out of the Woods sound like a bluegrass show, which it really isn't all the time. But it does have a lot of voices that we collected over the years that used to be parts of station IDs and whatnot. I collected a bunch of them, and my buddy Ken, he got a bunch of them over the years from the old Music for the Mountain show that we used to do. We used to meet a lot of folks. It was really easy to meet all these folks at the bluegrass festivals and whatnot, and they would kindly record IDs and whatnot. So I pieced a bunch of it together and made a really kind of neat little sweeper of voices from the worlds of bluegrass. And what I did with this these next few sets of music is we're going to play a track from each of these people in the promo and play them in order. So it'll be kind of fun. I know the folks on the Global Voice get to hear the promo quite often, but the people here in New London probably don't hear it too often unless a lot of folks are playing it. I hope they are anyway. But all of you right now are going to get to hear the WSCS version of the promo. We're going to start the set with it right now, and we're going to follow it up with the first guy you're going to hear here on Out of the Woods.
Station, Cincinnati, Ohio. All aboard for all points south.
Who are some of the greats you'll hear on Out of the Woods?
This is Ralph Stanley.
This is Bela Fleck.
This is Billy Crow.
Hi, this is Del McCurry.
This is John Duffy.
This is Jerry Douglas.
This is Peter Rowan.
This is David Grisman.
Hi, this is John Hartford. And
you say your name.
I'm Todd Tyler, the flat-picking dobro man.
This is Dan Tominski.
We're the Gibson Brothers. Folks, this is Tim O'Brien.
Hi, I'm Norman Blake.
This is Sam Bush.
Hi, this is Chris Thiele.
This is Phil Ledbetter.
This is Ron Ball.
Out of there, it's Ron Thomas.
This is Sammy Sheeler.
Out of the Woods, right here on WSCS-FM in New London with Chip Colker. Every Friday from 6 to 9.
If I would murder that pretty little miss
name was Rose Conley. Sitting in his own cottage door, wiping his tear-dimmed eye, looking at his own dear son up on the scaffold high. My race is run beneath the sun, hell is awaiting for me, for I did murder that pretty little miss whose name was Rose.
This is J.D. Crowe, and you're listening to Music for the Mountain Bluegrass with Jonathan Colcord.
He was standing by the highway with a sign that just said mother, when he heard a driver coming about a half a mile away. So he held the sign up higher so no decent soul could miss it. It was 10 degrees or colder down by Boulder Dam that day. He was raised up in Milwaukee, though he never was that famous. He was just a road musician to the taverns he would go, singing songs about the rambling, the loving girls and gambling. How the world fell on his shoulder back in Boulder, I don't know. Well, it was out in Arizona, he heard the lady listening to each word that he was saying, to each line that he would write. So he sat down by her table and they talked about the weather, 98.6 and rising down by Boulder Dam that night. And she told him she would take him for a ride in the morning sun. Back in Boulder, he had told her, I don't know when I've had a better friend. Now he's training off his Martin, but his troubles are not over. His feet are almost frozen and the sun is sinking low. Won't you listen to me, brother? If you ever loved your mother, please pull off on the shoulder if you're going to walk away. It's 10 degrees and getting colder down by Boulder Dam today.
lovely dream and looked about this lonely room of mine. Somewhere in the distance to me it seemed church bells were ringing this morning at nine.
Be the tears I'm shedding all because of you. I'm like a lonely prisoner serving his time. Thinking of the days when love was true, but you were with another this morning at nine. I realized you never could be mine. Just then I remembered what day it really was. You were with another this morning at nine.
The tears I'm shedding all because of you. I'm like a lonely prisoner serving his time. Thinking of the days when love was true. But you were with another this morning at nine.
Bluegrass music here on Out of the Woods. Yeah. The Country Gentleman there, the original Country Gentleman. I took that from the John Duffy Rebel Years compilation, 1962 to 1977. This Morning at Nine. And of course, John Duffy taking the lead there on that one. Send it out to my buddies, Marina and Mike G out there in the Bay Area, out in California. And they've been on a seldom seen John Duffy Country Gentleman kick lately. So that's for them. Del McCurry in there doing Bill Monroe's. You'll find her name written there. Taking that from the collection High Lonesome in Blue. That came out on Rounder. J.D. Crowe and the New South with Tony Rice singing the lead vocal there for you. And 10 Degrees Getting Colder from the first J.D. Crowe and the New South album from way back when. Quick word from J.D. in there. And then we had Bela Fleck from the Drive CD Down in the Swamp and started off that set. Ralph Stanley and Rose Conley, also known as Down in the Willow Garden, if you heard that in the lyric. A lot of folks call it that on their albums. And that's from Old Songs and Ballads, Volume 2, out on Rebel. I used to do a whole show of bluegrass way back when, so this is definitely easy going. I love it. I hope you like it, too. You're tuned into Out of the Woods, coming at you here from the campus of Colby Sawyer College here in New London, New Hampshire. I'm Chip Calkard. Spinning bluegrass just for kicks tonight. Lots of it. So we're going to keep it going right now with one from Jerry Douglas. Going to go back to his Slide Rule CD. Some of the other folks helping him out on the disc were Scott Nygaard, Mark Schatz, Stuart Duncan, Adam Steffi, and Craig Smith, and a whole host of special guests. But we're going to take the lead off track on the disc right now. Here's Ride the Wild Turkey, Jerry Douglas on Out of the Woods.
Thank you. said goodbye. That's all she wrote. She didn't tell me why. I held my tears, I didn't even cry. Lipstick on my pillow and a ransom note. Bye bye, baby. That's all she wrote. That's all she wrote.
That's all she wrote.
That's all she wrote.
Home shoe.
Lipstick on my pillow and a ransom note. Sorry that we quarreled, sorry that we fight. I read your letter, didn't know you could write. That's all she wrote.
That's all she wrote.
That's all she wrote.
All she wrote.
Lipstick on my pillow and a ransom note. My table in a gunny sack, a mountain lion and a ringtail cat. That's all she wrote. That's all she wrote. Lipstick on my pillow and a ransom note. Bye bye, baby. That's all she wrote. That's all she wrote.
That's all she wrote.
That's all she wrote.
All she wrote.
Lipstick on my pillow and a ransom note.
Thank you. is John Hartford and
Vassar,
you say
Clemens.
Your name.
Okay.
And reminding you that it's a long, dark way through the tunnel, especially if you're talking like this in New Hampshire. Right. Thank you, Uncle Hummy.
Okay.
Here and
right.
His son Doris.
And his niece Philby.
And old man Cuffleshoot.
Yes.
Cross that bridge again, I'll pick her up behind me. Last night I slept in a sycamore tree with the wind and the rain all around me. Tonight I'll sleep in a warm feather bed with the girl I left behind me. Oh, the girl I left, the girl I left, the girl I left behind me. If ever I cross that bridge again, I'll pick her up behind me. She jumped in bed and she covered up her head and she swore I couldn't find her, but I knew damn well that she lied like hell, so I jumped right in behind her. Oh, the girl I left, the girl I left, the girl I left behind me. If ever I cross that bridge again, I'll pick her up behind me. Cross that bridge again, I'll pick her up behind me. Thank you.
hello there, Jimmy and Sally.
Hi, Dr. Science. Hi, Dr. Science.
Well, would you guys like to learn about a new animal I'm discovering?
Yeah! Yes, Dr. Science. Thank you.
And why did my voice sound different last week? And why is it back to its original voice now?
No idea, but you're a weird one, Dr. Science.
Indeed. Well, I'm learning a little bit about the amethyst-throated hummingbird. And would you like to hear what it sounds like, kids?
Yeah! Can you fake it?
I certainly can try. Here we go.
That was great.
I wasn't done. Okay, now, did you know that the small amethyst-throated hummingbird is one of the prettiest of Mexico's more than 60 species of hummingbirds? It is a highland species found in mountain forests at elevations of up to almost 10,000 feet. Now, you folks here in Pine Mountain Club, you get up to about 6,500 feet, is that right?
Yes, but if we go to Mount Abel, it's about 8,000 feet.
Well, we're talking 10,000 feet. You guys are in peanuts land compared to this forest in Mexico.
Oh, gee, thanks for making us feel crappy.
Well, it's just a fact of life. That's what science is like. It's a humbling experience, kids. Anyway, it zips through the lower and middle levels of humid evergreen forests as it seeks flower nectar nourishment.
Flower nectar nourishment, good for the soul.
This is not a commercial for a cereal. The species also live in parts of Central America. The male's brilliant throat patch, or gorget, they call it, varies by region from rose pink to violet purple. Females lack these colorful marks and instead have throats of a dusky cinnamon color.
Why is that, Dr. Science, that the males always are prettier?
I have no idea, because with humans, it's just the opposite.
Yeah, Jimmy! Shut up, Sally!
It's true. Information on the ecology and behavior of this bird is limited. But researchers know that its cup-shaped nest is constructed from moss and lichens and secured to a small branch of a bush or tree. In addition to flower nectar, this hummingbird eats insects.
Ew!
That's right, which it chases and captures in the air. Somebody's gotta eat an insect. Might as well be an amethyst-throated hummingbird. One last thing. Observers have described a number of different vocalizations for the amethyst-throated hummingbird. One that is given repeatedly, usually while the bird's perch, sounds like a strong chipping, like a chick, 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 or chi-yip, 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 or to sip, to sip, to sip.
To sip or not to sip? That is the question.
No iced tea ads either. While foraging, they often utter a buzzy tzer call. But I'll try and do it for you one more time. It sounds more or less like this, kids.
That's really impressive, thank
you. I'm not done.
Thank you, Dr. Science.
Thanks, kids. Let's get back to more music.
To sip or not to sip? That is the question.
Well, thank you, Dr. Science. Courtesy of Trail Mix in Pinecone Radio. Yes, indeed. We learned a lot that time, didn't we, kids? Yes, indeed. Heard about the amethyst hummingbird. There was more to that name than that, wasn't there? I think there was. Ruby-throated or something. It's a mouthful. Anyway, you're tuned in to Out of the Woods, coming at you here from the campus of Colby Sawyer College in New London, New Hampshire. Playing a lot of bluegrass for you tonight, and we just came out of a set there with Olden in the Way, of course, Vassar Clements, playing Kiss Me Kid, which is his signature song, the late, great Vassar Clements. From a live CD that came out a few years ago of some of those 1973, 74, somewhere thereabouts, concerts they did. Very short-lived band, actually, and we're getting a lot of cross-pollination of all of our pickers on all these songs we're playing, because that one also featured David Grisman and Peter Rowan, who you already heard from tonight as well. And Jerry Garcia, too. You heard from him earlier, and that's the birthday boy this week. Before that, we had John Hartford and The Girl I Left Behind from the album Going Back to Dixie. David Grisman in there doing Bill Monroe's Bluegrass Twist from the Early Dog CD. And Del McCurry, who we already heard from, he was picking the guitar on that one, and he sings on that album as well. Peter Rowan in there with Del singing with him on that. And weird, That's All She Wrote, and that's new stuff from Peter's most recent CD called The Old School. And folks playing on that particular track is pretty much the entire Del McCurry band, with the exception of Jason Carter. And you had Michael Cleveland playing the fiddle on that one. Jerry Douglas started off the set, Ride the Wild Turkey, going back many years to his Slide Rule album. Well, it's that time when we do our mid-show break for the local folks, who will get the calendar and the weather and all that good stuff. But all you other folks out there listening on the Global Voice and Boston Free Radio, Bob FM, and of course Pinecone Radio, we'll get something else. So we will be right back after this.